A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoloju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonde UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditations and discussion, we're looking at the Word of God from the book of Genesis, chapter number 37, from verse number 3 through to verse number 8. I am reading from the New King James Translation of the Bible. The scripture says, "Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age. Also, he made him a tunic of many colors. But when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all their brothers, they hated him and could not speak peaceably to him. Now Joseph had a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him even more. So he said to them, 'Please hear this dream which I have dreamed. There we were binding sheaves in the field. Then, behold, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And indeed your sheaves stood all around and bowed down to my sheaf.' And his brothers said to him, 'Shall you indeed reign over us? Or shall you indeed have dominion over us?' So they hated him even more for his dreams and for his words." They hated him the more for his dreams and for his words. There are a few things I'd like us to pick from this passage of scriptures. The Bible says in verse number 3, "Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was a son of his old age." We're going to see in the course of our discussion of this subject that it wasn't Joseph's fault that his father loved him. Sometimes we feel guilty, we feel bad that we are getting favor from some important quarters or places, and we feel a bit uncomfortable because we have not learned how to receive favor. We haven't learned how to receive favor, how to enjoy favor, so we feel bad that we are being favored. I just want to challenge you this morning that it is not your fault that you are being favored. And when you are being favored, someone has said that favor isn't fear. It is not fear that you are the one getting this favor, and it is not your fault. It may not be fear to others. It is not your fault. You are simply being favored. Joseph was favored. His father gave him a tunic, that is a coat of many colors. It is my prayer that you will enjoy the favor, unusual and uncommon favor of the Almighty God, in the precious name of Jesus. Verse 4 of our passage of consideration says that when his brothers saw that their father loved him, they hated him and they could not speak peaceably to him. They hated him for no fault of his. They hated him because he was enjoying the favor of his father. I guess this is probably the same reason why we are afraid to receive favor or grace that God has determined to bestow upon us. When favor comes your way, don't reject it. Don't refuse it. Enjoy it, embrace it, receive it, celebrate it, and glorify God for the favor that you have gotten. But do not flaunt it. Do not flaunt your favor over at the face of others. Do not slap other people with the favor that you have enjoyed. Glorify God for your favor. Thank him for his goodness towards you and move on with your life and your destiny. This is just a little digression. My interest, dear listener, is the dream of Joseph. I am asked to remind you this morning that your sheaf will arise. Your sheaf will arise. In this passage of consideration, Joseph said to his brothers, "Hear the dream which I have dreamed. I have a dream. Hear my dream." Let me quickly warn you that those who do not have any dream will fight against you for having a dream. Those who are going nowhere, they want you to join them. They want you to accompany them. They are going nowhere in life and in destiny, but they want you to accompany them. My counsel is that you do not spend your time and don't associate with those who are going nowhere. You will get nowhere. So associate with people who have dreams, people whose dreams will challenge you and provoke you and make you run. Joseph's brothers had no dream, and this informed why they were still living in their father's house, even when they were also fathers and even grandfather. So don't forget, when Joseph eventually landed in Egypt, that his brothers came to buy food, they were still living in their father's house. Old men, Reuben, Simeon, Levi, all of them, and Judah, living in their father's house with their children and probably their grandchildren. Do not forget, it was even their father's initiatives to tell them to go and buy corn, that there is bread, that there is corn in Egypt. Go and buy corn for us. They were taking no initiatives. They had no dream. A man that has no dream in life will be a wheelbarrow man. He will not move until he is pushed, and he will not move beyond where he's being pushed. And so that's a wheelbarrow man. That's a man without a dream, a man without a purpose in life and in destiny. Joseph's brothers were like that. They were men who had no dreams, who had no initiatives for their lives, for their destinies. Men who will not move, men who will not take steps unless and until they are told to. These are men. And please, dear listener, you must make up your mind. I want to pursue my dream. And so you must have a dream for your life. You must have a dream for your destiny. And be prepared to give your dream whatever it takes for fulfillment, for performance, for realization. It is my prayer that your dreams will speak. But of course, that is the dream that you pursue. Pursue your dream, and your dream will speak. And don't ever forget, don't fraternize, don't associate with dreamless or clueless or purposeless people. They are going nowhere and they want you to join them. Don't waste your time, don't waste your life with people who are going nowhere. And again, do not be angry for your neighbor or your brother's dream. If your brother has a very great dream, do not be angry that your brother has a dream. Work on your own dream instead of getting angry because your brother has a dream. Joseph's brothers hated him because of his dreams and because of his words. His words were always positive. His words were always affirmative. Affirmative of the place that God has shown him. Affirmative of the things that God has destined for his life. He was strong in faith. He believed in those things, those pictures that God had shown to him. He had a picture of where he was going. He believed God for the performance and for the fulfillment of those things that God has revealed unto him. He trusted God to make those things happen in his life. And he was always confessing those things that he had seen. He was always emphasizing them. And his brothers couldn't take it. They were angry because of his dreams and because of his words. Never allow the hatred or unfriendliness of people who have no dream distract you from your own purpose or dream in life. Keep pursuing your dream. You will arrive at the place that God has destined for your life. I see God cover your life and destiny with a tunic of many colors. I see God adding color to your life, adding color to your destiny. I see God clothe you with dignity and honor. And I see God bring your dream to fulfillment by the power of His Spirit. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray that your dream will speak in life. In destiny, your dreams will speak. And I pray that God will cause that to be a fulfillment of that dream, a fulfillment of his purpose, of his counsel for your life in the precious name of Jesus. And I am praying for you that the Lord will cause you to stand out from among your brethren, from among your peers, your colleagues and friends. The grace of the mighty God of Jacob will stand you out in the precious name of Jesus. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice in prayers this morning and say, Father, clothe me, decorate my life with colors. Let my life, let my destiny, my business, my ministry be decorated with your tunic of colors, with your cloth of glory in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that my life, my destiny will be decorated with the cloth of honor, with a garment of glory, with coats of many colors in the name of Jesus. Let my destiny be decorated. Let my life be decorated with your glory, with your beauty, with your honor. Clothe me, O God, with coats of many colors. Add color to my life. Add color to my destiny in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, I rise beyond the hatred of people around me. I rise beyond the criticism, negative criticism of people. I rise beyond the opposition of people around me. I rise beyond the opposition to my dream. And I decree the fulfillment of my dreams by the power of your Spirit in the name of Jesus. Father, I rise beyond and above the criticism or the hatred of people around me. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, those who hate me because of my dreams, I pray, receiving the grace to rise above their hatred. And I ask in the name of Jesus, no power, no force, no one shall be able to stop the fulfillment of my dreams in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Lift your voice and pray and say, Father, let my dream begin to find expression. Let my dreams begin to find fulfillment in the name of Jesus. Pray. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that my dream will begin to find expression and fulfillment by the power of your Spirit. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray in the name that is above all names, that the hand of the Lord will rest upon you, that his glory will be seen upon your life. I pray that the Lord will beautify your life with coats of many colors. He will cover you with tunic of color, of glory, of honor, of distinction, of favor, and of blessings. I pray your life, your destiny will not lack favor in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I pray in the name of Jesus that activities of dream killers will not be able to stop your dream from fulfillment. I pray the hatred of people around you will not stop your dream from speaking. I pray that your dream will begin to find expression and fulfillment by the power of the living God. And so shall it be. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Join us for a glorious service tomorrow at the Light Cathedral. Time is 8 a.m. You may wish to join this service on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. If you are around Ologweru, join us for a glorious service at our worship center beside Geonic Filling Station, adjacent Food Co. at Tinuke bus stop, Ologweru, Ibadan. Time is 9 a.m. If you are around Ring Road, join us at number 2, Animashan Street, before Teju Hospital at Jigbe bus stop. Time is 9 a.m. Forward this message and share this link with your contacts. And for your question, your comment, your testimonies or counseling needs, get in touch with me through this number 080-2323-2474. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulaju, wishing you a very glorious weekend and the Lord bless you.